Senator Mark Pryor with us. Senator, I know a lot of folks out of work around here, and of course that's the same thing across the country as well. But as far as I know that one of the things that we just got to spur that economy somehow to get these folks back into work here. But I know that you've been working along with Senator Lincoln on as far as unemployment benefits and other issues. What can you tell the folks who are out of a job right now?
Well, we are helping, making sure that there's enough money in the unemployment program. And that's fine, and we need to do that. That's a safety net program, but we also are actively trying to get our country working again. And a big part of the stimulus package that we passed earlier this year was to try to get jobs stimulated out in the communities around the state of Arkansas and around the country. And actually, as we all know, a lot of that's starting to happen. You know, the highway contracts have already been let under the stimulus. There have been lots and lots of announcements in the last few weeks about, you know, various school districts getting money, various police departments getting money. You know, some of this might be to hire a new police officer. It might be to buy a new police car, to retrofit a school building. Well, all that means work for people. You know, that means that you're hiring people to do those kind of things. Some of those are construction jobs, but there's a lot of other jobs involved. Like, for example, with highways, you get a lot of engineering jobs, a lot of white-collar jobs. Of course, you also have your raw materials, things like sand, gravel, you know, all that. The steel people, it keeps them busy. So we're hoping that this does have a good stimulative effect. And it hasn't really shown up yet in economic numbers. But like I said, the bad news is slowing down when it comes to the economy. We're still getting bad news. I wish we weren't, but we are still getting some bad news. But the bad news is slowing down, and the good news is picking up. So we're certainly hoping that we're going to see a good recovery here.
All right. And finally, as far as other issues in Washington that are really pressing right now that you're working on, what may be the biggest issue right now that you're working on individually right now?
Well, we have a lot of important challenges here in the country. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. I just got on this year, and you know, again, I think I'll try my very best to be a great team player with Congressman Bozeman and Senator Lincoln and the whole delegation. And I'm heavily involved in trying to master that process. It's the first time I've been through it while sitting on the committee. I think we have two or three meetings today on appropriation. So that's going to take a lot of time, and that isn't necessarily big picture stuff, but that's the nuts and bolts of government that, you know, I think that's one of the reasons people sent me up here is because they know I'll try hard to get all that done. But we have a lot of huge issues up here. I mean, again, we have Iraq, Afghanistan. Those are very important issues. Those aren't going away anytime soon. Things in Afghanistan, if anything, are looking worse today than they were, say, two or three years ago, trying to get that turned around and move in the right direction. You got North Korea that's, you know, being like North Korea. You've got Iran that's shooting missiles. I mean, we just have a lot going on that then you throw on health care and energy and, you know, I mean, we just have a lot going on. But I'll tell you, I really do appreciate the administration trying to show some leadership and trying to be very hands-on and prod us to handle these challenges. I mean, I would say one of the criticisms I would have of the Congress, I've been here for 6 years, I would say one of the things I've seen way too often here in the last 6 years is Congress and the White House have been willing to kind of kick the problems down the road and not really deal with them right now. And that's not good for the country. And it's come back to haunt us. And we all share responsibility there. I'm not saying it's all President Bush's fault, but it's all everybody's responsibility. And I think this administration really wants to deal with problems, even if they're complicated, even if they're hard to solve, even if they're controversial. They are willing to get in there and mix it up and try to get good solutions. And I think that's good. I think that's leadership. I think that's what the country wants. I'm going to promise you right now that I don't agree with everything the president's trying to do, and I'm not going to vote for everything, but I really, really appreciate the fact that he's trying, and they're trying very hard, and the Congress is trying. And I just want the folks in Arkansas to know that we are working double time up here trying to you know, just trying to get good things done for the country.
You know, I have to ask you this, Senator Pryor, and the big game, big show Wednesday night, Chris Allen Wednesday, American Idol. What a great ambassador for the state of Arkansas.
No kidding. And, you know, isn't that so, Arkansas, we win the upset. You know what I mean? That's what I've been hearing in all the media coverage this morning is it was a huge upset. It was a big kind of come-from-behind victory, and that's the way we do here in Arkansas, and that's okay. And we obviously have a lot of talented people here, and he is a great ambassador for the state. And I just hope that he gets a big recording contract, and I just hope he has a wonderful, happy, successful career and life, and I just hope he stays grounded and rooted. And I think the reason he won the deal is because people looked at him and they said, hey, this is a genuinely good guy. You know, let's give him a chance and let's let him be a good ambassador, not just for the state, but for the country.
Senator Pryor, we always appreciate you taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.